Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 25th, 2011, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter holiday weekend, but I want to remind everyone that this is the last week before the new comp plan changes go into effect. So I'm going to ask you, have you moved up a level yet? Have you helped a new team member move up a level? Have you actually qualified for Players Club yet? Well, these are just a few of the things that we're going to be discussing later on tonight's More Success Team Call. But to kick things off and to introduce tonight's very special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000-plus ring earner, now in his 27th year with Prepaid Legal, the leader of our More Success Team, now consisting of over 150,000 associates from all over North America, none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
I can, sir. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Randy. Even before I introduce our guest tonight, Randy, I'd like to say next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, Ms. Joan Buckner, our group trainer on our team, one of the many group trainers, will be doing our call at 8 p.m. Central. And then, of course, at 9 p.m., we'll have one of our attorneys from the Riggs Avenue Law Firm, one of the largest law firms there is, will be on. And then you'll be doing a special speaking after that. So I wanted them to know that. And then for all you people that sent me birthday cards and emails and everything, I'm so very thankful for that. And, of course, Randy, I was very surprised Friday night when I thought I was going out to eat with you and Jeremy to get to the eating place. And there sat my daughter, of course, and her son, and you and Pat and Jeremy and his wife and everything. And then Harlan, Shirley Stonecipher, and Harold Pinson and Kathy Pinson and my pastor and his wife and Wilmer Smith and his wife. I was very surprised and very honored to do that, even if it was having a storm, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody left the restaurant except our table, and we didn't stay as long as we wanted to, but we stayed and finished our meal, and it's really good. So I wanted to thank everybody. It was my 71st birthday, and I don't think I'll have over about 50 more. My time's running short. But I intend to spend the rest of those years doing like I have the last 27, working with Prepaid Legal. It's a great company, as you know. Some of you have been with me 26, nearly 27 years. And for you that's been that long, I really appreciate you. You stood by me, and we've worked together. We've made money together. We've helped people together. And then for you that just maybe got on today, we're very thankful for you. And we're so fortunate tonight to have this gentleman on the call tonight. I tell you, I met the man. I've sat down face-to-face with him, had a one-on-one talk with him. I was very satisfied with what he reacted to and what he said, and I know he's going to lead us to great, great things. He's accomplished many things in his life already. And, ladies and gentlemen, it was my honor to introduce to you tonight the new CEO of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Rip Mason.
Hey, Ken, thank you for such a wonderful and warm introduction. And, Randy, awfully nice to say hi to you and the team on the phone tonight.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you being on, Mr. Mason.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's a real honor. And, Ken, you are such a legend in this organization. And in fact, the word beloved gets used inappropriately all the time. But, as you know, you're a much beloved person in this very, very special company. So it's a great privilege to be able to join you and Randy and the team tonight. I'm actually on the West Coast. I just got back. I had a terrific weekend. I was at Hal Farish's event up in the Northwest. We were in Portland, Oregon, and had a great turnout there. There were more than 500 people and kind of standing room only for their Saturday event. And the weekend before, which is the Saturday following convention, I was in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, with Dave Savula at Larry Gregory's event. So it's, things have not slowed down at all, Ken Moore, since convention. And I think there are still some people out there trying to figure out if Alan has gotten home from the parties after convention. But we had a wonderful time, and it was just terrific to meet so many wonderful and inspirational people. And I thought that this evening I'd love to share a couple of thoughts with you. Again, it's only been about 90 days since we've been involved, but it's been a very fulsome 90 days. And in the coming week, I've got meetings in Orlando, Florida, and in Toronto, down to Annapolis, back up to New York City, Chicago, Illinois, Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, Vancouver, British Columbia. So I'm going to keep on the road because, as I mentioned at convention, for those of you that were in attendance, being out in the field is really where this business lives, and where things are great and generate. So it's a real privilege, again, to have a chance to be with you this evening. As I was speaking on Saturday in Portland, I noted a couple of things that I thought Ken and Randy might be of interest to your team. I continue to be completely enamored with the product proposition at Prepaid Legal. What we have to offer, and as I mentioned at convention, it's so special and so unique and so differentiated in the world of network or direct selling that it's something that deserves mention every time we gather. And to the leaders that are on this call, would ask you to consider that every time you gather with your associates. The fact that we offer this unique, completely differentiated product allows you to position an opportunity that's completely consistent with not just the financial success, but more importantly, the protection of equal justice, which is so resonant in every aspect of our country and what differentiates us as an amazing business and as an amazing country. There's a total alignment in terms of the field opportunity here and the company advancement. And one of the things I think about a lot is how hard it is when you go out there every day and you work hard to create new memberships and to share this opportunity with folks. And as I mentioned at the breakout session on Sunday following convention when I was with Ken and Randy, that opportunity and that creation of membership does take thoughtfulness and frankly, a lot of people look at this protection service that's offered, this access to lawyers, and say, well, how is it possible to offer something at $26 a month that can really give me access to a world-class law firm and peer-reviewed legal representation? And getting someone through that and having them understand the importance of that feature, having them understand that it's three times more likely this year that they will have a legal issue requiring representation by a lawyer than indeed a medical issue that will require hospitalization. It's as you all know, being on this call and being associates of Prepaid Legal, it's embedded in everything you believe and what you bring to work every day. But for your associates and your downlines, It's really remarkable making that translation and bringing in a member. And after you've worked so hard to create that membership and share that opportunity and responsibility with a new member, really at that point, the major work is done, and I encourage you, once that major work is done, that you've turned the page, but you haven't completed the book. The book is completed when that member picks up the phone and makes a call to a provider law firm. And when they pick up that phone, you can rest assured that they're going to reach an intake operator or receptionist at a provider law firm that will be completely compassionate and time-sensitive and treat that first call as if it was the most important thing that ever happened to them. You're all very sophisticated people on this call. You've been involved in this business, most of you, for many, many years. And for you, the type of legal activities which are embraced by Schedule I activities are rather routine. You're very comfortable with it. You're very facile with understanding what's provided. But for most people out there that are new members, indeed, this is a new frontier. Speaking to a lawyer is something that likely they have never done and never had the opportunity to do before. As one of the panelists said at the convention from the provider law firms, you know, up until now, the provision of legal service was a rather aristocratic opportunity, kind of emanating from feudal England, and 49 of our 50 states have laws that emanate from feudal England. There's one which is Louisiana that is from the Napoleonic Code in France. But by and large, you know, we all grew up in an environment where access to lawyers was something that was very special and reserved only to the wealthy. And what you're doing is providing something that's so unique and so, as I said, differentiated that it's important to understand that when folks that you have recruited as members pick up the phone that first time, that again, it's probably a novel experience. It's more than likely that it's something they haven't done before. But on the other hand, you also know that once they go through that first handshake process over the telephone with an operator, that they're going to be treated promptly, compassionately, with respect. And once that operator sets up the first call with a provider attorney, that will cement a relationship. And the perpetuation of that membership is almost completely geared to that first encounter. Accordingly, as you've worked so hard to create these memberships, I ask you to keep that in mind, because as important as it is for you to know who's used the membership, it's perhaps even more important that you know who has not used the membership. Because those folks that have not used the membership may be intimidated. It could be a combination of factors that have led them to be resistant or hesitant to pick up the phone and make that call. Yet we know, and the statistics show, and Ken and Randy know this, and I'm sure they've shared it with you day in and day out, that of an entry member in their first year, there's only a 50-50 chance that if they don't use the membership, that they will stay in beyond the first year. If they use that membership, for instance, if they have a will prepared for them, that rises from 50% to almost 80% opportunity that they will stay in. This is where there's a magical thing that happens, this exchange of confidence, this professionalism, this use of a, if you will, insurance-based opportunity that frankly is the only insurance-based opportunity in America that people actually want you to use. Once that exchange takes place, a barrier falls down. And those members who use it and stay in for 1 year, the average tenure is then that they will stay in for five. That alignment is very important when you think about your business and all the hard work you put in to create new memberships. I suggest to you that as important as the creation of those new memberships are, that retention activity is equally as important, and we're going to help you with that. Most of you, I believe, were at the convention in Oklahoma City, and at that convention, my colleague and good friend Alan Fernley shared with you some vision of what's to come. Indeed, it's a mystery to me, and Ken and I have talked about this when we were in his office in Ada, how remarkable it is that prepaid is not on the lips of everybody in America and in throughout Canada. Our determination is to make prepaid a household name. And that branding, of course, will interlock perfectly with your activities in the field to keep people sticky into the membership, to have them use the provider network, and to align with you in terms of the economics. Because as I've said repeatedly from the stage in Oklahoma City, or even just 2 days ago in Portland, Oregon, you know, our success as a company is totally aligned with your success as field representatives. And your success and your ability to make money is what will drive and be the engine of this. So Alan's efforts in marketing and supporting a branding initiative are wholly dedicated to make this a lasting and better known business opportunity. The future, I think, looks very bright, and Randy and Ken, I hope that lots of your folks are there in Dallas, because it's going to be a very interesting meeting. Alan's marketing research and branding research is well underway, and we hope to have some pretty exciting revelations and announcements for everyone on this call and for your downlines to be there in Dallas and to enjoy together. Randy, I hope I didn't speak on too long, but again, a real honor to be on the phone with you and your dad, and to have a chance to say hi to your remarkable group of field leaders that are on the phone with us tonight.
Well, Mr. Mason, it's an honor to have you on the call. Actually, Jeremy is actually on the call too, our son, but he's actually under the weather and lost his voice, but he wanted to let you know for sure that he was on the call. But we appreciate your leadership, your work ethic. I mean, all the places you've been and the places you're going, and, of course, your vision for Prepaid Legal. We're just really excited about the future with Prepaid Legal and the things that you and Mid-Ocean are bringing to the table. Well, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. Even at our breakout session, it was an honor to have you as our special guest speaker there. We had several different breakouts going on, but at that one, we appreciate everything that you've done so far, and we're looking forward to a long, long, long time with Prepaid Legal with you.
Well, thanks so much, Randy. It's such an honor to be on with you and Ken, and I appreciate your giving me a couple of minutes tonight, and I have the most admiration and respect for Ken and for you and everything you've created here, and look forward to many wonderful years of growing this company together.
Mr. Moore?
Yeah, Mr. Mason, of course, naturally I want to thank you. I appreciate you so much, and thank you all over again for the breakout. But, of course, I talked to Melody today, and I'll be busy with you here in a few days. That'd be okay?
Oh, of course I would, Ken. I would like nothing better.
Okay, sounds great. And thank you one more time. And our motto here, sir, is to put God first and our family second, Prepaid third, and it's worked out really good for us. We keep getting blessed, and we're going to keep at it. I really would like to stay with the company until we at least hit the first billion and maybe the second one.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're here to work hard for you.
Well, we believe that. We appreciate it. I talked and you answered my question straight up, and I've told the team that I asked you questions maybe I shouldn't, but you was above board, open, and I felt like you was a person I could work with, and that's what I had to feel, and I passed it along to the team, and so we're behind you.
Well, that's very kind of you, and again, good night to everyone, and thank you so much for the kind invitation.
Thank you for being on. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. All right, now I want to go out to the state of Virginia to one of the top platinum executive directors on our More Success team. Of course, he's a Millionaire Club member, and that's none other than Mr. Jeff Hughes. Mr. Hughes, are you on the call?
I am, sir.
Hey, Jeff, that was great hearing from Mr. Mason tonight. What are your thoughts about Mr. Mason before we go any further?
Well, you know, my brothers, Tony and Chris, got to fly into Dallas to have that mastermind before convention, and they came out, you know, just convinced that this was the management team that could really take Prepaid Legal to $1 billion and beyond. And of course, I trusted them and was excited to be able to hear it myself. And then going to a convention in Oklahoma City, you know, we got a chance to see them, we got a chance to talk with them, shake their hands, see them on stage, hear their passion, their understanding of our business. You know, it's just amazing to me how quickly they've captured the essence of what Prepaid Legal is. You know, a lot of us have been with the company a long time. Of course, we've grown up with it. We know the ins and outs of it. But they seem to know as much or more than we do, which I guess when you spend $650 million on a company, you probably do know a lot about it. But I'm thrilled. I'm excited and confident that we are in good hands. So.
Well, I am too. And they're just very, very professional people. And, you know, we love the Stone Ciphers to death, and we'll never forget what they brought to the table. Always be the founders of Prepaid Legal, but we look forward to the future with Prepaid Legal. But what we're really excited about tonight, I mean, this new comp plan is fixing to start, fixing to kick off, and there's a few things I guess we need to be doing right now to maximize the comp plan as it is. So would you like to go over a few things with our team?
Yeah, well, they had announced the change in the comp plan, which, you know, everybody that looked at the new comp plan, you know, was impressed with it. They could see that we will make a lot more money. It's a lot simpler, easier to explain. You make more money as you make progress in the comp plan. You know, as you move from associate to, or junior associate to associate to senior to manager to director, you know, each time you move up, you've made a lot of money getting to that level, and you'll make a lot of money at that level, which is great. And I think we're all excited for May 1st. But the company came out today and made an announcement, and hope everybody has received this, but I'm just going to go ahead and read it so I don't get it wrong, but this is something that my brother Tony typed this morning. We sent out to the team. It says, major update just out from Prepaid Legal Home Office. Anyone who is recruited this week or who is still within their 45 days will be grandfathered in every way with the current comp plan. So this is the compensation plan that we have as of today. It's the one that came out in November 1st. And it says they're not in the new comp plan. So I guess we go back and look at that. We say if anybody that's recruited this week or if they're still within their 45 days, they're grandfathered in the current compensation plan. Okay? An example would be you were to recruit a new associate today, and by Friday they would have already recruited three new associates. You would have a full 45 days to help each of those new associates who they recruited get to senior associate or password qualify, and you would advance to manager without having the new 100 sale requirement. So anyone who is still within their 45-day fast start window by this Friday can still become a senior associate with 3 sales and 1 recruit, or 5 sales instead of 3 fast start qualified associates. And anyone can also advance to manager with 3 brand new recruits this week who all get fast start qualified in May with 3 sales and 1 recruit, 4 or 5 sales without meeting the 100 organizational sales. So what I would say all this announcement is, look on your team for people that are still within a fast start qualification period. Let them know that they still have that amount of time to go ahead and keep working to get to advancement. And then anybody that gets recruited this week, they are gold, because you've got, you know, you basically got 45 days from Friday. And if you recruit people on Friday this week and they get processed, you have 45 days to continue to work under the old comp plan while the new comp plan comes into place. And I don't want, I guess one of the things for Andy and Ken, I don't want people or associates to think is that because this new comp plan is going to be, it's going to be more challenging to move up, that it's somehow, I don't know, a harder compensation plan or something that, you know, to be avoided or something to be, you know, to work hard so that you don't have to follow under it. You know, for people that don't, that start their business in May or whatever, that's not an inferior comp plan. They're not getting ripped off. They didn't, you know, come in too late to get into the good comp plan. Those of us that have been in prepaid a long time, and I'll be celebrating my 12th year this summer with the company, and the compensation plan that we had was very similar to this comp plan that we're rolling out in May. We made a ton of money on it, and the easier the comp plans got to move up, the less lucrative they were. And I don't think any of us get into business so that we can have, you know, lapel jewelry and titles without the cash to go along with it. You know, I don't care what you call me. Send me $20,000 a month, I'll be all right. I'll buy my own jewelry. Thank you very much. So I love the new comp plan, but I think we ought to take advantage of this, and positioning yourself at the highest possible level is a good thing before the comp plan changes. And then I think it's just kind of cool that they've allowed these new people to come in. I think it's a good idea. It would have been, I think it's difficult to explain to somebody who came in on Friday with this comp plan that, you know, on May 1st that they weren't eligible to work under what they were recruited under. So I think it's a fair thing that they're doing, and I'm excited about it. I think it's great, and I think we should all go to work.
Well, I'm excited too, Jeff, and I just want everyone to understand that every associate recruited this week, or any associate that's still within their first 45-day fast start period, will be actually grandfathered into the current comp plan, not the new one coming April the 29th. So, in other words, new recruits this week, if you got somebody that you want to get in, get them in this week, they're going to start at the associate level, not the junior associate level. In other words, that's 33% more money. They're going to be starting at that associate level, not at the bottom, at the junior associate. They're going to have 45 days to qualify, not 30. So that's a very positive. And they can also be in position to reach the manager with the current manager level with the current marketing plan. So that is very, very big. Again, I want to remind everyone that every new associate recruited the last week, this last week of April, will start at the associate level, which is a higher level than after that, which will be the junior associate level. And then after 5 p.m. Central Friday, actually April the 29th, all new recruits start at the junior associate level instead of the associate level. So take advantage of this. This is huge. You need to maximize this last week to help you attain a higher level, help yourself, help your team. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult, take a little bit more time, but it's not about levels anymore. It's about income. And don't you agree, Jeff, it's just about the income, what kind of money are people going to be making now at the manager level, director level, compared to what it was?
I think we'll see managers making what baby executive directors are making with the comp plan that we have now, or the ones that we've had recently. Directors will probably be making what bronze do, and executive directors will be making what platinums are making. So it's a substantial increase in pay. And the reason why is not because they changed the numbers. The reason why is because the plan requires more production. It requires more people, and it requires more time to build. And, you know, when Cindy and I qualified executive director, it was really hard to get there, but we because it took a lot of effort to build those three organizations and to get that production up, when we got there, we never fell out. I've never fallen out of executive director, you know, in 11 years. We've hit it every month, never had a problem with it. And that's because we really built a strong organization, a lot of production, a lot of people, and everybody was running for their goals. And you know, what we've seen the last few years is people that, they qualified executive director right before the convention. They got to go to black and gold, and then we never saw them again, you know, because they couldn't recreate that magic month after month because they were doing the work themselves, or they were pulling some kind of a game, trying to get qualified. And I love this new comp plan because it's a business. You're building a business, and in any business, you need key employees or key people, and that's what you're going to be. That's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be building an organization with key people, three or four levels under each team leader, and that's going to provide the production, the counters that you need to get qualified the first time, and then to be able to stay qualified for the rest of your life. That's what we all want, I think.
Now, we also want everyone to get plugged into the Players Club if they're not, especially this month. You know, the next trip, the prepaid legal is going to provide the all expenses paid to Hawaii and to Maui, so that is huge. That probably is probably a $5,000 trip, if I was guessing. So you can, if you always want to go on a vacation, you can take your family, you and one other person, all expenses paid by prepaid legal. That's pretty exciting news, don't you agree, Jeff?
Well, have you ever been to Hawaii?
I have.
I have not. So I've always wanted to go. I'm just too cheap to pay for the plane tickets. You know, Tony, people always say, hey, let's go to Hawaii. And I'm like, well, how are you getting your plane tickets? Oh, well, my wife works for the airlines. We get them for free. I'm like, and I would be the one sucker on the plane paying $4,000 for the ticket. No, thank you. So, you know, prepaid will pay for my ticket. I'm all about going to Hawaii. I think that would be great.
Well, that's exciting, and that just shows you what prepaid's all about. We've gone to Cancun, Dominican Republic, Atlantis and the Bahamas. They sent us everywhere, but this time it's going to be to Hawaii. So we're very, very excited. But you've got to qualify, you've got to be in Players Club. So I want to encourage everyone on the call tonight, you know, 5 points a month, do it 12 months in a row here, and you're going to be going on a trip to Hawaii. And I don't even know, they haven't actually announced the qualifications yet on that, have they?
What's required?
Yes.
I think it's going to be what it was before. You need to be, you know, if you're an executive director and in Players Club consistently every month, you're pretty much going to go. If you do group production, you're qualified with a lot of personal production, that's going to give you a really good chance of going as well. If you're in Players Club consistently every month, that would put you in a position to go, but there are probably going to be some qualifiers. What I'm telling my people is, you know, get in Players Club and stay in Players Club the whole time because that is a requirement. Unless you're an executive every month, and then try to get to executive or do a lot of personal production. So if you can write a group or, you know, several months in a row, do a lot of personal production, because it is weighted against Players Club plus personal production, and those two things factor in. Plus, you have to have good persistency. One of the things Rip Mason was speaking to was it doesn't do good to write memberships, have them fall off the books. We want them to stay on, and so persistency figures into it as well.
Well, absolutely, and that's how you get paid. That's how you build your residual income for, you know, your retirement, basically. So it is it's a great company. We've got great things happening in the future. Glad to have Mr. Rip Mason on tonight. And I also want to congratulate you. You've got a brand-new Millionaire Club family member in your family. Is that right?
Oh, no, it's so crazy. I mean, it's so good. We've got, there's five huge brothers. There's a sister. And all the kids, and even my sister included, are qualified as executive directors or above, and we've got platinums and ring earners and, you know, lots of accolades that have come to our family. And it's not that our family's great. Prepaid's great. We're just, we're an average family with a great company. So credit to God and to this amazing company Mr. Stonecipher put together. But David, you know, it's going to be recognized. He'll be the newest Millionaire Club member in Prepaid Legal, and he'll make the fourth of five brothers that have qualified. And so we get Mike and Rebecca to the ringer status consistently and get them a millionaire. That would be a good thing. So I think it's a great thing. On the More Success team, we have the More family showing us how to do it intergenerationally, and then you've got the Hughes brothers showing you how to do it with the siblings. So it's both are great stories in Prepaid Legal.
Well, it is a great family business, and, you know, we always promote family, and you guys have done an awesome job. You built an organization now I don't know how. What do you get, over 70,000 associates, I guess, on your team?
Yeah, I probably ought to run the numbers. But, yeah, I would think between 70 and 80,000.
So it's an incredible job, a feat that you've done in the last 11, 12 years. Of course, it all started with you as the very first one, and it was so good that Miss Judy Garten recruited you in the business and took a shoe salesman to lunch one day. So that was that's a great story, and we'll share that at a different time. But, again, Mr. Hughes, I appreciate you being on. I always appreciate you helping out whenever asked. And, again, congratulations on a new Millionaire Club member in your family and on your team.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, Jeff, thank you. You're a true Moore Success Team member. I'll guarantee you that. You're always there. And I'm sorry that Jeremy couldn't talk tonight, but he had been very ill today. But he is on the call listening. Randy, I tell you, I appreciate Mr. Mason being on tonight. I appreciate everything you've done. You know, things are just going to keep getting better. We just have to go out there and have activity. But I want everybody to remember, this is all exciting and everything. But don't forget our founder, Mr. Stone Cypher. You know, visit a lot with him, and he's such a great guy. And, of course, Mr. Wilmer Smith, every one of you that pray, if you ever prayed for a man, you need to pray for Wilmer. And he was at my birthday party, of course, but it was quite an effort for him to be there, and he does need your prayers. Saying that, I appreciate each and every one of you, and thanks. And we're just going to keep doing like we're always doing, keep putting God first and family second, prepaid third. Things are going to just keep getting better. We love each and every one of you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.